Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, here was our assignment from yesterday. Live life as life lives itself. Talk about possibility. How does life live itself? With gusto, passion, delight, glee, enthusiasm, relish. We hear weather people talk about violent storms, angry winds, raging waters, and threatening skies. Might there be some projection in this? What if what we're experiencing as life unfolds is simply the entire range of energy that life is? We're taught early on to fear strong energy, learning to give it labels, and to avoid all those feelings with labels of unacceptable. We have positive emotions and negative emotions, and a well-socialized person is one who is able to control emotions and behave appropriately. This can certainly be helpful in keeping order in society, but that's not the same as believing there is good energy and bad energy, and we must accept or reject ourselves according to which of those we're experiencing. Today, what does life's fluctuating energy feel like when the labels are removed? Record and listen. All right, shall we hear from our first caller?
Yes, please.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Hi. Well, you know what occurred to me about this quote is just sort of what I've been looking at, and it seems like it would go along with this quote, is sort of the sense that, I'm trying to see how to say it, this, like, without the conversation in the head, without any conversations about any of it, it's just kind of like you're going along, up and down, and but there's just nothing going on about any of that. It all seems, it all just seems exactly how, it just all seems what is. And I think that's just where I am in life right now is, it's just what I think, it's either live in that or get over, sort of get overwhelmed by the content. And so,
yes.
And it's too tiring. It's too tiring to live in the content.
Yes. If I were granted a wish for you, I would wish that you never lived anywhere else. Because what you're pointing at, right, is the content is not the content. What we think of as the content is the story about the content. Because the content is the same, right? Whether you're living in the present, where this just simply is what is, or you're living in a conversation about, oh, my God, how am I going to, and what if, and this is, and I can't, and it's too, right? But the content is the same. It's just in one case, it's perfectly fine because we're just living and it's life and that's how it is, and in the other, it's hell.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess, just what we talk about all the time in practice, and it just feels like in life right now, that's just where I've been, just kind of like riding along. Like, I had big content. Yeah, there seems to be big content in life right now for me. Just difficult circumstances, but I think
Karen, I think you could trust your feelings on this one, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody in their right mind would argue with you. You are in the most challenging circumstances possibly that a human being can be in. So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And then last night, you know, my mom has, she got sick, just, you know, just not big sick, but enough for someone her age.
Winter sick.
Yeah. She fell and she's in the hospital now.
Oh. And, oh my. Okay.
Yeah. And so for me, it's just, you know, it's just like everything just has to be accepted because I can't go to her. There's just no way I can go help her because of what's
right.
needed here where I am. Mm-hmm. And
Karen, isn't that, yeah, isn't that kind of a relief? You know, as long as we're listening to voices that present the impossible as a should, we can be really tortured. But you're in a place now where the voices can say, well, you know, you should be there for your mother, and your response is, well, it would be lovely if I could be, and if I could be, I certainly would be, but I can't. That's not possible. And so let's not have that discussion. And there's a relief in realizing we don't have to have that discussion. Whether you could go to your mother or you can't go to your mother, we don't have to be tortured by that kind of discussion.
Yeah. Yes. And
that's what you're seeing in this, I project.
Yeah. Well, things are very clear that way. I keep thinking about the chop wood, carry water, which I don't even know if I ever read that book, but I always sort of intuited that what that book must be. I don't remember if I read it or not, but
right.
that's what life.
But it's what good books do. They have titles such that if you never read the book, you got the message.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's kind of what that quote is like, the just kind of chop wood, carry water, and just don't worry about, you know, like when you're tired, sit down, and when you're hungry, eat, and, you know, and just to keep doing the next thing and to just be with it and accept it and, you know, that this is the work. This is just so clearly the work.
This is life.
This is the practice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, well, I will say once again, I hope you never get over this. I hope you never allow yourself to recover from it. And that you spend the rest of your days, no matter how many there are, in exactly that perspective. That life is providing for us in every single second. And all we need to do is be here to say yes to what is provided. We don't need to think about anything. We don't need to add anything. We don't need to figure anything out. We don't need to be in that conversation.
Yeah.
Life as life is complete. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think says it all. So thank you. Thank you, Sherry, and thank you, Ashwini.
You are so welcome, Karen.
Okay.
I would say take good care of yourself, but it's obvious that you are. So I'll just be happy that that is the case. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen. Wow.
Yeah.
I love that line that you said, Sherry, that I think it just is so true when we get it, that the content is never what's actually happening. It's the story about what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're present.
And we're made to believe that that story is the content. And what Karen made so clear is, no, it's not. That
mm-hmm.
there's the content
yes.
and there's the story. And those are two very different things.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, no, that's exactly it. And that when we're present, we actually are present to how it is rather than the story about how it is.
Yes.
And that's living in process, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and we always have what's required to deal with the content in the moment. always. What we can't deal with or feel we can't or suffer mightily over is the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the subtlety of that is if we get it that the story is not the content, then we're present to how it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is completely manageable.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
My gosh.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Gracious, here we are.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
I'm here. It's Kim calling from Vashon. I laugh because, you know, it's, again, the practice of the queue, and I've been in the queue and just kind of going along, all good, and then, whoa, here I am. Okay. Which I love. I always say it's like
a
workshop.
Yeah, it's great.
A free workshop every day.
Yes. Yes. And, Kim, just to underline the enormousness of that, every moment is a free workshop.
I know. I love it. We get our money's worth every minute.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And we didn't even pay for this. Our parents did. Our parents paid to get us here and set us up with this. And then, you know, often we're not grateful to them. And we actually even take the step of criticizing them.
What
unfortunate behavior.
Unfortunately, and so we should say, what a deal. Such a deal we get.
What a deal.
So I've been looking a lot with this quote at the path as an impediment, which I think you mentioned a few days ago, but it kind of, because with this quote, I really felt the undulations of letting life guide and then trying to control. And then letting life guide, and then, you know, back and the undulations, just really watching those with letting life live life.
Yes. Boy, that's it, isn't it? Letting life live life, realizing life is living life, the life we call Kim.
Yeah, and I think that the content can be very compelling at times, and or at least the story about the content is
the
compelling,
story.
As you were saying. Right. The story is so compelling, and it's so freeing to be able to disidentify from that and kind of see that it's all the same. There's nothing more. Well, I don't know. There are compelling stories. As you were saying to the previous caller.
For ego, if it's about me and there's a problem from the past or the future, oh, my God, it's better than the best movie ever made. You know, the best movie ever made, most of us have a finite ability to be absorbed by that. But ego stories, oh, my God, ego is just compelled no matter how many times it plays.
Huh. And ego got really compelled with Ashwini's musing articles last week, which I know is the past. And it still keeps popping into my mind. And on open air when she was discussing it, I kind of let it go finally, although I am there right in the second. But it's not hitting me the same way it did. You know, when I read it at first. So I was really grateful that, you know, she was able to go through it last week. And, and so the past is that impediment. And so it's just such a good mantra right now.
yes, exactly. And, you know, with something like the Musings article, again, I know I talk about these things all the time, but When I was in the monastery where I trained, working with my teacher, I mean, you know, this was 100 years ago. Nobody knew anything about Zen, right? There were two books in English at that point, right? So I knew squat. And I think if it hadn't been such a karmic thing for me, it would have just never happened. But I mean, practically everything out of the man's mouth just hit this wall of what? What?
That doesn't
make any sense. I don't get that. What is he talking about? Why doesn't he just say things? Why doesn't he just come right out and say whatever, And of course, looking back on it now, it's funny. But at the time, it wasn't funny. But one of the things that he taught me was, okay, you don't get it now, make it a koan. Put it on the back burner. Just trust that you might not know everything the Buddha was talking about. Oh, why? Well, because you haven't had that experience yet, right? Mm. And so to train in that way, you know, with something like the Musings article, record it and then listen to it over a period of time and watch the insights drop in as it comes together.
I'm going to do that. I'm going back on that because it hit me so hard, and I watched Ego go get defensive and, oh, my God, I've been practicing wrong this whole time, and my eggs are boiling, and my daughter just popped in. And so it really hit me hard, and, you know, I've worked with it, but I think I'll go back and record it.
Oh, absolutely. And then read it again. You know, put it on your calendar. Read it once a month. And that kind of thing is just such a great way for us to get it, to get something that ego very much doesn't want us to get. And that is that while it's not changing a bit, we are.
Yes.
We actually are. Yes. It's telling the same stories over and over and over, but we're different. And doing that kind of practice, I did it with Zen Flesh, Zen Bones, because that was one of the few things available. But, you know, every year or so, read it. Do it with the New Testament, the Bible, if you're Christian. And realize, this is a different person reading this, having this experience.
Yeah. Oh, that
all
was
right.
Great.
Well, go get those
things. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Ashwini. Thank you.
So happy. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kim.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know what I love about our practice, Sherry? It's that it's one of revelation.
Yes.
Right?
Unfolding.
It's a process. Uh-huh. Unfolding. And so all we're ever required to do is be here, notice when something isn't clear, hold it in that sense of context, and wait for and keep showing up to be here to whatever practice we do, which wears away what stands in the way of receiving the revelation.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because that's what's happening, isn't it? And
yes.
I go back again to the Rumi's veils, you know, that's such a good image. So inside there's clarity. The clarity is coming from the outside, and what it's running into is a barrier, an ego, a karmic barrier. And as we keep looking out, looking in, looking out, looking in, we're kind of learning to look over the barrier or through the veil, and then pretty soon it dissolves, and there we are. The outside and the inside are one.
Well, and to me, as we do that, you know, the awareness that emerges is that in order to see something, we encounter what we cannot see in order to remove what prevents us from seeing that. It's a very kind process, right? Because if there's something emerging, then you're given what it is you need to go up against in order for the erosion to happen to see it. And so not being able to see it is actually a gift because it opens us to the process of seeing.
Yes. Well, and as Kim said, you know, she watched herself get defensive. Okay, great. You know, when we get to that place in practice where we realize ego is all that's defensive. So, okay, ego is having a problem with that. Oh, interesting. So this is this is something ego is defending. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Judy from San Francisco.
Hello, Judy. You're a little far away.
Oh, okay.
There you are. You're getting better. You're getting closer. Getting closer.
Okay, getting closer. Okay, thank
you. Okay. Yeah, here we are.
Fluctuations, and it reminded me of undulations as well. The current way I'm seeing it is that with my relationship with my mom right now, how it goes up and down as well. And if there's no story about the fluctuation, then it's just the waves.
It's just, did you go away?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I couldn't tell if you said it's just the way and you were going to say the way it is, or if it's just the wave.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Waves, like ocean waves.
Ocho. Better, ocean waves. Okay, yes. So relationship with mom just kind of goes up and down. Up and down. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. And you don't have to have a conversation about what's wrong with her, what's wrong with you, or why is it this way, and why can't it be different. This is just, it's a little chillier today. Oh, it's a warm day.
And what the image I'm getting is that I'm putting on my wetsuit and getting the appropriate gear depending on what kind of waves they are.
Which, by the way, we can't anticipate, can we? Right? We can. So if we're going to stay with this surfer image, then I look out and the water's really, really quite perfect. And so the assumption is I'm going to have a perfect time. This is going to be perfect. And I check out right then, right? And I'm no longer here because conditioned mind knows how it's going to be, and I believe that story, and so there we are. Then when I get smacked on the side of the head with the surfboard, it's really it's a shock to the system, and it's wrong because this is not supposed to be happening. And we don't realize what a setup that whole thing is. So if we stay with that image with mom, then, you know, you want to have all that gear with you. And it's not that you're going to use that gear, but it's the realization that, ooh, this would be a good time for a wetsuit. That has you bringing the conscious awareness to what's going on that will enable you to enjoy the cold.
And enjoy whatever conditions
That's
are
right.
in the ocean.
That's exactly right. Yeah, whatever mom is up to today. And with that, then, of course, we get to explore. Now, how do I know it's mom? I mean, who's having this experience anyway? How do I know she's any different? Perhaps it's me. Perhaps I'm different today. Now it's really exciting. Now we're kind of where Kim is with you know, ego is, there's some defensiveness here, or, ooh, somebody didn't like that. So what's going on? What's going on with that? Okay, taking it personally. Well, that was the ego. So, oh, this is good. Now we realize mom is a lifelong retreat.
Right, workshop. And
moms are actually a retreat. Dads are a retreat. Siblings are a retreat. Often partners are a retreat. Yeah, kind of day at a time. It's a workshop or moment by moment. But those long where we get to see what's going on over a long period of time. Those are excellent retreats.
Yes. Wonderful.
All right.
Thanks
well,
so
go visit mom. Okay. Thank
you. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Judy. Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so here we go.
All right. Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Dan from L.A.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hey. I was just noticing the process of ego rehearsing and trying to get the right answer and something really good to share, and everyone go, A-plus, Dan. That's a totally type one.
Yeah, of course, it's not going to do that, right? No, it'll take all your time rehearsing and getting the perfect thing to say, and then you'll say that, and they'll say, oh, God, that sounded totally rehearsed.
And then there's a whole review afterwards where it didn't come out well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. D-minus. Yeah. you blew that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's going on?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm caring for a newborn, which is exciting and awesome, and extremely exhausting. And maybe that's a label right there, but there's been nights where I wake up, you know, it's 3:30 in the morning or something like that. I've gotten maybe a half hour of sleep, and there's just this, I don't want to be here. And
grow up, baby. Just grow up. You're far too needy.
Well, boy, talk about projection exercise there. And so, okay, I'm like, okay, we're practicing life lives life here. So why don't I actually want to be here? You know, I got curious, and it just changed the whole experience. And suddenly it was, well, what is actually wrong here? And it was just, you know, it's an ebb. There's some low energy. Suddenly it was fine. And
yeah.
I was
What's
just,
actually wrong here is a story in my head.
Yeah,
right?
That's
the only thing that's wrong. Yeah. Without that story in my head, there's absolutely no problem. There's this cute, healthy little baby that we've been waiting for and has now arrived, and I get to take care of this adorable little baby, and I'm not asleep instead of that. I think I'd rather be here for it.
Yeah.
End of story.
Life has the energy. I'm awake. I can get up. I'll go back to sleep later, whatever. This is what's right here, right now. And I always like, I've heard that rephrase frequently. It's not I have to, it's I get to. It kind of goes back to, I think I've heard you say, anything can be enjoyed. And I remember applying that to insomnia.
Anything. Yep, anything.
And it goes from this thing to survive to this precious moment to experience. So thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy.
Thank you. Gassho.
What a wonderful time. Gassho.
Thanks, Dan. It's the truth, Sherry. This is a moment that I don't want to be in ego hell, or this is a precious moment that I want to be completely present for, because this is life. It really is that choice.
Yes. Yeah, it really is. And here's a newborn baby to people experiencing loved ones at the end of life. You know, if we we really don't want to miss a moment of this. Really
yes.
don't.
And I no. And I think that especially in those two examples that you just brought up, I mean, every one of the calls, end of life, new life, you know, time with someone's parent, that all of it, every moment is a moment of love, and we are looking to work out how to drop the barriers against that so that we can experience that in that moment, that our experience of life is love in every moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's possible. And increasingly, of course, that's what we're experiencing. So it goes from, well, that's a good theory, to, no, this is a practice. This is a process. Even if I only experienced it for a split second and knew that that's what it was, that's all the proof we need. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just a matter of practicing that, practicing that, practicing that. We're on.
Yeah.
We have the scent. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely. All right, which brings us to the end of the show, and here is our assignment.
Okay.
Do I contradict myself? Very well. Then I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes. Once we step outside ego's imaginary world of duality, opposites, we can see that contradiction, like comparison, is not possible. Everything is everything. Life is everything. And of course, Wei Ning is rumored to have pointed out that from the beginning, no thing is. Is that a contradiction? Life is everything? Life is everything. No thing is? No, it's not a contradiction. Where do we need to be standing to see that? Today, notice that ego's dislike of, rejection of, resistance to something does not negate its existence or mean there's anything wrong with it. Really argues for acceptance. Record and listen.
Really points at the moment by moment, moment to moment workshop.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you,
everybody.
Take care.
Go happy.